Very interesting. We're actually sitting at the lotus feet of Radha Pavan Bihari. Above our heads, the temple of Pavan Bihari. Radha Pavan Bihari ki. And of course, this Sarovara, this very large lake, which we'll bathe in later before we return to the temple for prasadam, is called Pavan Sarovara, which means the lake of purification. Patita Pavanavatara Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So the question is, why is first of all, it's on the far left is Dansuk and Mansuk. Mansuk is Marumangala, Batu, Krishna's Brahmana friend. And then he's on the right-hand side. On the left is Subal, Dansuk and Mansuk. Subal and Marumangal. And next to those two boys, there's Yashoda Maya. Big golden deity of Yashoda. Okay, that's Nanda Maharaj. Next to Nanda Maharaj is Balaram. And next to Balaram is Krishna. And then? Yashoda. And then? Radha Rani Ki Jai. In terms of etiquette, conduct, behavior. Senior person, senior by age, or senior by position, or senior by respect, is always to be kept on your right-hand side. The general rule, although there are exceptions in particular circumstances, the general rule is that the disciple is on the left side of the guru when they're walking somewhere. Guru is kept on the right. So in this altar that we saw in the temple, the senior, from their viewpoint, not from our viewpoint, because it's opposite. But they're all, imagine they're all actually there. So who's on the farthest, who's in the supreme position of respect on that altar? Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is placed on the far right, their right, on the right-hand side of Yashoda, and on the right-hand side of Krishna, and the right-hand side of Balaram, and the right-hand side of Nanda. And all these personalities, Nanda's much older, Yashoda's much older, like by 80 years or 70 years than Radharani, but Radharani's in the supreme position. So that shows that all the Vrijvasis are understanding the supreme position of Radharani, because she could be placed anywhere on the altar, she could be on the other side. Because women are inferior, right? Women are inferior to men. That's what people want you to believe. So they should be over there. But here in Vrindavan, women rule. The Lord of Vrindavan is not a lord, it's a lady. And the lady is Vrindavaneshwari Radha Rani Ki. So this is a very interesting point we can notice. How Radharani is honored so much in Nandagram. Why is that? Because yesterday there was a Leela where Krishna told, there was the story of two Krishnas.
Yes.
Yashoda Nandan or Yashoda and Gopi Gopika Raman. Gopika Raman means the lover of the gopis, that means Madhurya Ras. And Yashoda Nandan means the son of Yashoda, which means Vatsalya. So Krishna was showing in this pastime where he told Radharani, I have Yashoda, but you're my greatest gopi. You're the superior gopi. And then Radharani's saying, how can you say that? Your mother's there. I'm just a kid. I'm just a little 14-year-old girl. No, I will show you. My mother will bow down and hold your feet and become your maidservant. And then the whole pastime went on with the dot on the Krishna's forehead and the two gopals. So Radharani is in that position of honor because she's representing the topmost form of love, topmost form of Braja Prem. And so she's honored. She's honored by Yashoda. She's honored by Nanda Maharaj. She's honored by Marumangal. So everyone, the primary representatives of Sakyaras in Vrindavan are Subal and Sridham. So Subal's on the altar. Of course, Marumangal is one of the best friends, but he's Brahmin. But of the most intimate devotees of the Lord in Sakyaras are Marumangal, Subal, and Sridham. So Marumangal, Mansuk and Dansuk Subal are there on the altar. And then the supreme representatives of Vatsalya Bhav, there's Rohini Ma, there's so many mothers, and Kirti Da, there's so many mothers and fathers all over Braj Mandal of the different coward boys, Krishna Balaram and Sridham, etc. But the supreme emblem of Vatsalya Ras, Vatsalya Bhav, motherly love, parental affection is none other than Yashoda, and of course Nanda, and they're also on the altar. And then the Supreme Lord of all the rasas, Krishna, Balaram is also there. Balaram is in Vatsalya Ras, mostly Sakya Ras, but he's in Vatsalya in the mood of a protector, nourisher, and safeguarder of Krishna. So he's in Vatsalya Ras and Sakya Ras and Dasya Ras. And then Krishna is there. But Radharani is the supreme, she's called Mahabhagavati. She has so much Mahabhav. Her bhav, her love is Maha. It is top, it is supreme. So everyone is, all love of Vrindavan, all the love of the servants, Raktak and Patrak, all the love of the gopas, all the sukkas of Sridham and Subal, and all the love of the parents, it's all pointing towards the Madhurya Prem of Srimati Radharani. So therefore she is put in the supreme position of honor and distinction in Krishna's own house. Because Krishna could say, listen, this is my house, you know, over here the men rule. In Barsana, maybe you're over there you're a big person, but over here, this is Nandagram, this is my place, Krishna Balaram's place. Ladies in the back, you're over there in the left-hand corner. We're over here. No, Radharani here. She's the most honorable, topmost devotee in Braj Mandal. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Mahabhav Surup Prem Surupini Radharani ki jai. One day when Mother Yashoda went in to wake up Krishna in his room here in Nandagaon, in the palace, Krishna's palace was up on the top of Nandishwar Hill, she saw that Krishna, he had some black marks on his lips had some black marks on them, and she thought maybe he has some bruise, and there was some red marks on his cheek, and he thought, Mother Yashoda thought maybe he got some scratches from the coward boys. And then Krishna was crying. He was in his bed and he was crying because he was feeling some separation from Radharani. So even because he had just left Radharani from Nidiban, they woke up in Nidiban. In Nishant Leela, Krishna returned to Nandagram. Radharani returned to Yavat, to her in-law's house, so-called husband Abhimanyu. And Krishna came and ran into his bedroom and pretended to be asleep. And he was crying. And when Mother Yashoda came and found him, she said, oh my Krishna, he's very sad. I think he's sick. Because there was tears running down his eyes and there was some, you know, his nose was running. She said, oh, I think my son has got a cold. So she told Rohini, please, please, come bring a handkerchief. Bring some handkerchief, you know, for cleaning his face. And so Rohini, she came in and she handed a handkerchief to Mother Yashoda to wash and clean Krishna's face. And when that handkerchief was yellow, it was a yellow color handkerchief. And when Yashoda came to Krishna's face and brought near his eyes to clean his eye, the tears from his eyes, and Krishna saw that yellow handkerchief, he said, oh, 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 and then he fainted and cried more and more. Why? Because as soon as he saw the yellow handkerchief, he thought of the beautiful golden lotus flower face of Radharani. And he thought, oh, my Radharani is coming. Oh, and then he started crying more. And Mother Yashoda doesn't know anything about Madhurya Ras. She's saying, oh, Rohini, what's wrong? He's really, really sick. He's crying more and more. I think he's in great pain. Get another handkerchief. And then she brings another yellow handkerchief, and he sees, oh, oh, and he cries double, more. And hearing all this crying and all this commotion, then Dao, his brother Balaram, came from his bedroom, because he has his own bedroom. He came in to see all the, and he heard everyone crying and so much disturbance. What's wrong? So, oh, Krishna, Mother Yashoda said, oh, Dao, Lala is very sick. He had a heavy cold, you know, his eyes are running, his nose is running, and saliva is coming out. He's trembling and he's perspiring. I don't know, it's a very serious condition. So then Yashoda says, can you do something? Balaram says, yes, yes. And Balaram goes and he takes all those yellow handkerchiefs and he takes them, puts them in his pocket. And he says, Krishna, Krishna, wake up. Come on, all the cows are waiting. Get up, come on. And then when Krishna didn't see any of those yellow handkerchiefs, he opened his eyes. Oh, Dao, oh, the cows are waiting. Oh, let's go. So this is the story of the yellow handkerchief. Yashoda's yellow handkerchief. And so this is Pavan Sarovar. This is named after one gopa named Pavan Gopa, who built this sarovara. And he's coming in the dynasty of Nanda Maharaj. It's a very, very old sarovar, or big lake. Very, very old. Five, 7,000 years old it's been here. So it was a very favorite bathing place of Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys, and Nanda Maharaj, everyone. Nanda Maharaj used to come here early in the morning at Pratakkal before sunrise, and he would bathe in Pavan Sarovar. Come down from the hill, bathe in Pavan Sarovar, and then go up on the top. So one day, when Nanda Baba came to bathe, then Krishna and Balaram, they were sitting in the room, and they thought, let's have some fun. So Nanda Maharaj, he came down here to Pavan Sarovar, and he took off his dhoti and his kurta and his wrapper, everything, his chadar. He just had his kopins, his undergarments. And he left his clothes hanging on one tree, on some bushes. And then he went into the Pavan Sarovar. So Krishna and Balaram, they came very, very quietly, and in an unseen way, a very secretive, unseen way. They came to Pavan Sarovar. And they went under the trees, and they went to the bushes where Nanda Baba's clothes were, and they took all the clothes, and they ran away. And Nanda Maharaj, he finished his snan and all his prayers and puja and everything. And then he came out, and he, where's my clothes? I just left them on this tree. They were just saying, hey, where's my clothes? And he's standing in his kopins. And meanwhile, Krishna and Balaram were hiding some short distance away behind some trees, and they were looking through, and they were just, oh, Dao, look at Baba. He's really in distress. Boy, that's what he gets for spanking us last night. So because Krishna is actually, of the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, Krishna is more dear than Balaram. He's more dear to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba, he loves Balaram unlimitedly. And Nanda Baba loves Krishna more unlimitedly, if you can figure that out. Perfect, more perfect, most perfect. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam. Alright? Purnasya Purnamadaya. So, therefore, Krishna Balaram said, listen, let's wait until Nanda Maharaj is really in anxiety, really in distress. And then, listen, this is Dao's idea, Daoji's idea. He said, listen, Lala, listen, bye. You, when he's really in distress, then you just go walking along there like you don't know what's going on. And then Nanda Baba will say, Lala, hey Nandala, I lost my clothes. Some dog or some jackal, someone stole my clothes. Some monkey, you know, the monkey's always stealing eyeglasses and everything around here. So they stole my clothes. Oh, Baba, really? Oh, that's very bad. Baba, this is very bad. You can't walk around in your kopins. But listen, you stay here, and I'll look around and see if I can find. I'll just look as fast as I can look around for your clothes. But there's one thing. I mean, Baba, do you think if I find your clothes, will you give me a little reward? And then Nanda Baba said, Lala, yes, whatever you want. You just hurry up. I mean, I have to go back. I have so much work to do in the assembly, and I organize the whole day. And hurry up. Whatever you want. You just find my clothes. If you can, listen, Lala. If you find my clothes, I'll give you 1 kilo of misri and sugar candy, and 1 kilo of makan, butter, plus. And then Lala says, that's all? and then Baba says, all right, I'll give you lots of sandesh and burfi. So then Krishna says, all right, it's a deal. Krishna said, he said, all right. And then you wait here, I'll try my best. But first I'll pray to Bhagavan to help me find. Because in their house they have a deity in their house of Lakshmi Narayan. And then Nanda Maharaj says, yes, that's very good. You're a very good boy. You pray first to Bhagavan. But Krishna folds his hands and he looks back towards the top of the hill where the temple of Lakshmi Narayan is in his father's palace. And he says, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. So then Krishna, after he prays for mercy and blessings and guidance and help from Narayan, then he runs immediately back to Dao, to his brother, Daoji, listen, look, Baba,
Baba's really in distress about these clothes.
You should see the look on his face. Oh, it's priceless. It's unbelievable.
But the good news is, 1 kilo of misery, 1 kilo of butter, 10 pieces of burfi, 5 for you. 10 pieces of sandesh, 2 for you. I like sandesh more. In love, there's no rules.
Krishna Balarama ki. Krishna kaniya dauchikbaya. Krishna kaniya. Krishna kaniya dauchikbaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So he told Krishna, he said, listen, I'll stay here and wait for the reward, because if I go there with you, my Baba may become suspicious. So I'll wait here. You take his clothes back and go. I'll wait. So then Krishna comes back and Baba, look. I found your clothes. One monkey took your clothes and ran up in a tree. But just by Narayan mercy, by the mercy of Narayan, I saw those clothes in the tree and I ran up there and I got those clothes from that monkey. Nanda Baba was very happy. He put on his clothes and he put his arm around his Nandalal and he said, Nandalal, come on. And he smelled his head, and then he rubbed his head, and then he said, come on, Nandalal, let's go to the palace, and I'll give you all that muck out of mystery. Come on. Krishna Balarama ki. So, of course, keeping the contract, when Krishna was paid and all the muck out of mystery and burfi and sandesh, then he ate his fill, and then he met Balaram and gave his part. That's the leela. Of Krishna stealing Nanda Baba's clothes. Called Gopavastraharana. Nanda Gopavastraharana ki. So, as I mentioned, of course, Baba, he came here to bathe, but in the afternoon when Krishna would return from cowherding, he would be in Kamban or any van here and there, coming back to Nandagram, then he would bring the cows here, and he would call the cows to come, and he would call the cows, please come over here to the bank and drink water. Niri niri sounds like near. In other words, come near, come here. Niri niri, come. So then the cows surrendered and they came down to the water and they entered the water of Pavan Sarovar, and then Krishna told them that they should drink. And so the word for drink is chun chun. So he said, chun chun. So they started drinking. And then after they were finished drinking, Krishna called them to the bank. Called, please come up from the river and come to the bank of the lake. And that word for that is tiri tiri. Jamuna tira vanachari jaya radha madhava kunja vihari gopi janavallava giridhari gopi janavallava giridhari yashoda nandana brajana ranjana yashoda nandana brajana ranjana yamuna tira vanachari yamuna tira vanachari jaya radha madhava kunja bihari jaya radha madhava kunja bihari. So this is the bank, tiri tiri. Now okay, now you learned the mantras. Now let's review. Niri niri chun chun tiri tiri.
Niri niri chun chun tiri tiri.
Niri niri chun chun tiri tiri.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tiri tiri chan chan, niri niri
chan
chan, niri niri.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Nitai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Gaur Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari
Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
City, city. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Govinda Hari Gopala Hari 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 Radhe 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 Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Jai Shri Krishna. Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Krishna Krishna Jai Shri Krishna. Krishna 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 Krishna. Radhe 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 Radhe. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare 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 Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Shri Krishna. Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai, Giriadharan ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Krishna. Thakurji wakes up at 3.
Божество пробуждает 3 часа, еще 15 минут у нас есть.
Maybe he's already awake, since 200 people are in his 200 people are in Krishna's basement making noise. So this is Pavan Bihari temple. Bihari, the word Bihari means to enjoy. Bihari means the enjoyer, and Pavan means the purifier. So if you put the two together, Pavan Bihari, Pavan and Bihari, you have an interesting concept. What it means is when we're pure, we can really enjoy. Because enjoyment is a nature, the very constitutional nature of the pure soul. When we're impure, then we suffer. So if we want to play with Bihari, we have to become pure. We had a small phrase that we came up with last Kartik, that if you want to live with the Lord of play, you have to chant your days away. In other words, you have to chant, if you want to live with the Lord of play, Krishna, you have to chant all through the day. And this was a message given to us by Sripad Aindra Das Baba last night. He was telling us that we have to have a revolution, Sankirtan revolution. I mean revolution! So the idea is that he's telling you, Aindra Baba was telling us that we should do Kirtaniya Sadahari. The foundation to realize Leela is purity. And we attain the exalted state of purity by continually chanting the holy name of the Lord. In japa or in kirtan, especially in kirtan. Because when you chant japa, Krishna may come or not come. But whenever there's sankirtan, 5, 10, 20, 30 devotees getting together chanting Harinam Sankirtan, then Gornitai come and dance there. We'll tell one small pastime. And then we'll take darshan of Pavan Vihari. Well, sometimes when Krishna would come down in the evening time, he would come here with his father. He would come here with his father and all the coward boys, and they would bathe on one side of Pavan Sarovara. And then by chance, sometimes Radharani would come here with her sakis and also their mother. All the mothers would come also. And they would bathe on the opposite side of Pavan Sarovara. So when the boys were playing on this side, Krishna and Balaram, all the Sridham, Subal, they were all playing. They would play games like they were playing at Lukuluki Kun. They would, among themselves, the boys would play this game, who can stay under the water the longest. So when Radharani and the gopis were bathing on the other side,
Krishna was playing this game with Balaram and Subal and Sridham, Madamangal, etc. So Krishna dove in the water. And while he was under the water, everyone was counting how long he could stay under the water. And then Krishna would swim all the way under, from his side, he would swim all the way under Pavan Sarovar and go to the other side where Radharani was bathing. These are Krishna's underwater pastimes. Submarine, what is it? Submarine. Scuba, submarine pastimes. So Krishna would be under the, he would come under the water completely unseen and unnoticed by anyone. Then he would go to Radharani's feet under the water and he would start pulling on her toes. And she would, at first she was a little startled. Oh, maybe some turtle has bitten me. But then she paid a little more attention. She said, no. Oh, it's greeting the deities. That's right, we're supposed to want to have darshan. Good timing. So Krishna's playing with Radharani's toes, so she could understand by the touch of Krishna's fingers that it wasn't the jaws of a turtle, but it was Krishna's beautiful flower petal-like fingers. So Radharani, when she was getting this tootsie massage of her toes by Krishna, she was feeling extremely happy, but she was trying to contain her ecstasy because all her mother was there and all her gopis were there, and so she was a little embarrassed and shy in front of all of them to reveal what she was actually feeling. So she was just trying to dissipate her ecstasy. She was trying to diffuse or dissipate her ecstasy by moving her hands around on top of the water like this, like, you know, nervously. Some of the sakis, Lalita Saki, Vishaka, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Chitralaka, Induleka, etc. They were looking at Radharani and they were saying, Radharani, let's go, let's dip, let's go down. She said, no, it's a little cold yet, I'm still getting used to the water. And Vishaka Saki, she said, Radharani, why, don't be shy, it's all just girls here, and the water's not that cold. You look a little nervous, or your face looks a little something agitated. Don't worry about this cold water. You know, you go in and boom, boom, you know, you just shoom, shoom. You go down fast, you won't even feel it. When you come out, you'll feel so warm. Don't be in anxiety. Radharani, don't be in anxiety. So the Sakis could not actually understand the movements of Radharani's heart. But the Mandris were standing on the shore. Radharani's Mandris, Rati Mandri, Rupa Mandri. And they were waiting. They had dry saris, over, you know, petticoat sari over their arms. And they had trays with kajal and all these things for makeup. And many, they're just waiting to serve Radharani when she comes out from bathing. And they were looking at Radharani's face. And Rupa Mandri said, Rati, hey Saki, look at Radharani's face. See that expression? I don't think she's afraid of the cold water. She usually shows this expression when she's a little embarrassed because Krishna's there and her relatives are nearby. Actually, and then Rati Mandri says, yes, Rupa, you're correct. I think that Krishna must be somewhere around here. She must be hearing his flute. He's calling her name on his flute or something. He must be somewhere. He's hiding behind a bush. He's watching her, so she's nervous. She's afraid to bathe because Krishna's watching her. There's something very suspicious about her look. I'm convinced that Krishna must be around here somewhere. Look, see all those lotus flowers? They're all fully blossoming, but nowhere else, only there. And they're blue lotuses. Look! There's a blue fish! And he's standing in threefold form. There he is, that mean avatar. Keshava Drita Meena Sharira Disha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshava Drita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare That's Avatar's key. It was not a fish. It was Krishna. 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 Krishna.
Radha Pavan Bihari, Radha Pavan Bihari, Radha Pavan Bihari, Radha Pavan Bihari, Radha 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Ho, Hari Ho, Hari Hari Ho. Hari Ho, Hari Ho, Hari Hari Ho.
So this concludes our Nandagram Yatra and our Barsana Kamvan Nandagram Yatra. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you devotees for tolerating us. Because some of the new places that we went to this year, I haven't been in since 1987, when we went on Brajmandal Brikamam. So I was asking our fearless leader, Pinu, how to get to all these places. He said, yes, you can count on me. I am all eyes. Now, come on, everybody, follow me. Here we go again. Oh, here we are. Oh, here's the temple. Oh, it's a Durga temple. Oh, excuse me, sorry. We went 5 kilometers the wrong way. It's only 5 kilometers. Could have been 10. So we let you off easy. So we're really deeply sorry for all these wild goose chases, is what we say in English, going crazy the wrong direction. But there's no loss, because every step we take in Braj is a step back home, back to Godhead. There's no such thing as going the wrong way in Vrindavan. There's no such thing as getting lost in Vrindavan. You come to Vrindavan, if you come to anywhere in any inch of Vrindavan, you have been found. You have been saved. You have been blessed by the Supreme Lord. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki.